Hi, my name is Dani Couture, and I'm going to read some poems from my book Good Meat that was published by Peddler Press in 2006. But before I do that, I'm going to read a poem by John Ditzky, who was a good friend and passed away last year. The poem's called The Naked Man's Last Words. He thinks a lot, he mopes, he hopes amidst worse fears. His tears are cosmic, so he thinks, until he sees a mirror. Sees his narcissistic self, and in that mirror, watch him try to take possession of himself by ordering his unclean spirit back into place. The face, the body where the clock's already started on the exorcism that will sunder soul and skin, he thinks, but this is waste, so many books, the breeze upon my skin. Silence for answer. Naked to enemies again. He sees he's packed his leather bags to go. And from Good Meat, I'll read Four Ways to Serve Heart. 1. Find utensils that are sharp, reflect light. Make 4 deep cuts, scrape, sew. For 12 hours, hold your hands over the heart. Will it autorhythmic. Stew for 10 years. 2. Import 1 heart from a northern stand of pine, attach sensors that let the cook know when it's done. Remove each pine needle 1 at a time, consume carefully. 3. Spice the blood with infection. Over time the arteries will become tender, collapsing easily between your hands, easier still to chew between sips of Point Pelee Shiraz. 4. Relax the smooth muscles of the heart with a dry rub of vasodilators. Suspend the marbled slab behind the teeth of the ribs. Wait 40 years for it to age, sooner if the weight becomes unbearable. Intravenous. Little pain now or big pain later. The arm bloats with indifference. Whole minutes coagulate in lumen, steel, and cellular. All round veins collapse. Rejoice. Shrimping, a postcard. Picture came yesterday, slipped as bait into the open mouth of my mailbox, the soft-fingered edges of foreign stationery, his signature lines and expressions unfurled like cold St. Lawrence currents over my continental body. He is shrimping now, baiting hooks, a warm cement pool gouged into Tai Chung's already choked lungs. Caught white and heavy-handed and in between a day-glow green rice paddy and a Dan Bing stand, fisting a can of acidic Chinese brew, he chats with locals. He, in search of anything, Western hunger waning into a simple desire, the capture of a creature only capable of swimming backwards, away. The Fisherman's Dream Before Surgery. The surgeon holds a bone-handled fillet knife, sharpens the blade on a choice cut of stone. Lately, this is the stuff of dreams. The fisherman's vertebrae out of alignment, bulging bubbers of bone beneath his skin, someone's looking to straighten him out for good. His neural waves anticipate the blade beside his spine scraping along its own efficient bone song. This musical score, time-honored and passed down, one cut across the neck, 2 cuts down the spine, the flesh freed leaps to greet surgeon or fisherman, whomever makes the cut, cleared, skin and heart, set out for cats and crows. The ends. On parting, I give you ends, the final moments of things accumulated, the street with its last breath, a stop, a lone sign to make you yield, if only. Moments teetering on the crisp edge of shirt tails, street-worn souls moving steadily away. Somewhere, the last pages of every novel bound, together a convergence of loose ends, tied for you. A barrel full with apple cores, seeds like soft black pearls pressed into amber flesh, My thumbs, the ends of my hands, I give you every conceivable end to fall from. Even the ends of sentences cut short, stumble over implication into the next, I give you winter. And I think I'll end with a new poem called Atonement. On the side of the highway, in August, on full stomach, I picked the already thin blueberry bushes clean. And for a year afterward, the bears roamed hungry, picked off campers in crisp red tents as they were offered up in return. Thank you.